May I say this, and I don't know if I'll get in trouble, but okay, it won't be the first thing I say that gets me in trouble. We have religious Jews who are also Tinoikos Shemishbo. From Yidin who have been Tinoikos Shemishbo, I have seen Bachrim who were indoctrinated with such venom to Israeli soldiers.
TheYeshiva.net.
Joining us now is Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson. Rabbi Jacobson is a hugely popular speaker and insightful commentator on current events. And because our show is all about Hakaras HaTov, Rabbi Jacobson, I want to thank you for always being there for Klal Yisrael, being a true source of inspiration during difficult times, including Corona. I will tell you, my daughter watched your Q&A avidly. And when I was going upstairs, I said, I have to get on a Zoom. She said, with who? I said, with Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson. She could not believe it. She said, wow. I think she wanted to join us. So thank you for being there for Klal Yisrael during Corona and since October 7th. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. My honor and pleasure. Thank you for having me, Rabbi Ari.
A privilege and pleasure. So why don't we start with a very basic question? There's a tug of war, it seems, between some Rosh Yeshiva, some saying that Torah is a Shmira and that's all we need, and others are saying that we need to show Hakaras HaTov for the Chayalim, and it's not all about learning. It is all about learning, but we also need to protect ourselves, and we need to be active with the military. We need to be out there and protecting actively Klali. So where does this concept of Torah learning protects? It's a Shmira. Where does that come from? And if that's 100% a blanket Shmira, why does Israel need an army?
Wonderful question. To start off, I have to say that I feel that having this conversation itself is very, very painful. I believe, you know, there are questions that need answers. And there are questions that it's a non-starter, like in the language of Chazal, kushime karales. The entire notion and even the debate about it is very painful for me personally. I think it's a sad commentary on us and our communities and maybe on some parts of our educational system. And I say this with a lot of pain. I could start crying when I say this. The fact that it's even up for debate, you may know the Gevaldike Torah by Reb Chaim Shmulevich, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, the Rosh Hashiva of Mir. It's in Sichas Musar, where he explains why it was only Chushim, the son of Dan, who was a deaf grandson, and according to Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, chapter 29, who was also mute. He was the only one who stood up to Esav. The only one. You had Yosef, the most powerful person in the world under Pari. You had Yehuda, a legendary warrior. All the Shvatim, Shimon and Levi, they took down Shechem. Nobody stood up to Esav, who was a liar, trying to steal once again Maris HaMachpelah from his brother Yaakov. After Yaakov's passing, it was only one grandson who was deaf, according to Gemara in Saita Daf Yud Gimel, and mute, according to Pirkei Rebbe Lezer, who stood up to Esav. Reb Chaim Shmulevich said, very, very sadly and powerfully, he said, because he was the only one who did not get schlepped in to the two sides, to the conversation. He was deaf. The other ones, as great as they were, truly great giants, the Shiftei Yutke, they became part of the debate. Esav has a question, we have an answer, he's saying a lie, he's saying the truth. Chushim was deaf. He remained sensitive to the acute horror of the moment. Yaakov's Levaya has to be postponed for a few days. The Gemara says, Avi Abba Mutal Bibizoyan. Yaakov is being disgraced till Naftali comes back from Mitzrayim with the deed. He couldn't tolerate that. And Reb Chaim teaches, and I think it's a very profound point, that sometimes, you know, the very conversation is already the problem. Like the very conversation. We should have this conversation because I think we all need to be enlightened and all be educated. But I just want to identify how painful it is for me to hear this question. And now that I said that and I got that off my chest, of course, the answer is Parshas Bechukosai. Parshas Bechukosai begins in Bechukosai Teilechu, Ves Mitzvosai Tishmeru, Vasisem Oysom, Uredavtem Esayvechem, Venofel Lufnechem Lechore, Veratfu Mechem Chamisha Meya, Umeya Mechem Revov, Yidufa Venoflu Oyvechem Lufnechem Lechorev. Which means, in simple English, if you follow my statutes, you observe my mitzvahs, and you follow them, and Rashi brings from Teiras Koinim, Bechukosai Teilechu, Shetiyu, Amelim Beteiras, so it includes both the immersion in Torah and in mitzvahs. This is the greatest weapon that the Jewish people have for eternity, where the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you v'nasati shalom ba'aretz, or shchavtem v'ein machirid, but the same pasuk says, v'naflu lifneichem l'charev. your enemies will fall before you by the sword. Virot fumchem chamishamei, you'll be pursuing them. So right here in this pasuk, we have that eternal partnership between doing what we're doing, b'derech hateva, using the natural resources that Hashem gave us to defeat a Nazi, to defeat a sworn enemy that wants to destroy every single Jew. Just like we're celebrating Hanukkah and the Chashmonaim, Matasyahu ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol and his sons went and fought a war to defeat the enemy. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Fayim Beis, Habalahar imbalahargach, Hashkem laharagah. You have to kill him. You have to go kill him. The Shulchan Aruch Erechaim Simon Shin Chavtas Hilcha Shabbos, which was written for Galus. This is Simon Shin Chavtas and Shulchan Aruch. It's not Hilcha Zilam Shikha, not Hilcha Zilay Samikdash. Nachrim Shatzaru Alayaris Yisrael. You have to be Mechalal Shabbos, Yoitzim Aleim Beklei Zion, Umechalal in Aleinus HaShabbos, because Pikuach Nefesh of even one soul, Doicha Kola Terekula. And this is even if Bo Aliske Kashvetevin, they came to steal some straw to feed their animals. That's all they want. But as the Shulchan Aruch says, it's from Gemara and Erev and Daf Memhei. If it's ir hasmucha l'sfar, meaning if there's even a potential danger that one Jewish community will be in danger, on Shabbos, everyone, whoever can, is mechuyev to go out with weapons and be mechalal Shabbos, chilo Shabbos min atayra. Why? Because of the suffix of pikuach nefesh. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Memtes, says, il malei David lo yasa yoyev melcham, il malei yoyev lo yasa David b'tayra. So for sugi in Sanhedrin, a fascinating Gemara, there is an eternal partnership. Torah Magna Matzala, the Gemara says in Saita, Eile Berechav, Eile Vasuzim, Anachnu B'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Naskir, and the same Rebbeinu Shalom, who gave us the timeless and eternal weapon of Limud HaTorah, and Emunah, and Kiyum HaMitzvahs, and the biggest mitzvah that Kilo said, Avos Yisrael, told us that at times of war, Haba Lahargach, Hashkem Lahargai. And, I mean, let's speak very bluntly. I want to ask a question, okay? What would the Vilna Gaon paskin? What would Reb Chaim Volozhiner paskin? What would the Beis Halevi paskin? What would Reb Chaim Brisker? What would Reb Chaim Oizer? What would the Chofetz Chaim paskin? If they were told that you have hundreds of thousands of people who want to perform a second Holocaust, Hamas said we'll do it again and again and again, and there's no army, you have yeshiva bachim sitting and learning, what would be the obligation? Would the obligation be that everyone who can should take a weapon and defend Jews and kill the enemy? Or the Chafetz Chaim would paskin, no, you should not do that. And a Rav would paskin, guys, go sit and learn, even though there's an enemy at the door about to slaughter your children, we would call him a Shefech Damim. This would be called Shvichiz Damim. The Torah HaKadosha tells us, Haba Lahargach Hashkem Lahargach. And it's Shulchan Aruch for Galos, Simen Shin Chavtes, not even in Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz Laretz. Communities have Shomrim. Communities have shomrim to protect them physically. And this is communities that are Baruch Hashem basically safe. So kol shekim v'kal v'chaimah, when you have a lamb surrounded by 70 wolves, is it a question that the Torah demands of us? It's not a right, it's a moral obligation. Lo'y samoy dal dam re'yachav aftal re'echa kamoycha kol ha'mekayim nefesh achas mi'isno kilu kiyamoy l'malei. How grateful do we have to be to those who are meiser nafsham? Day in and day out, literally put their lives on the line, which allows tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of yeshiva bachrim or yungalite to sit and steig in Torah and bring down the spiritual, indestructible protection of Torah and mitzvahs. This is an absolute unit and partnership and kinship. And to start questioning this side and that side, for me, it's such a painful commentary. Bnei Torah. Rosh Yeshivas, Rebbes, Mashgichim, Mashpiyim, spiritual leaders, Rabbanim, Talmidei Yeshivas, Avrechei Kehila, we should be at the forefront of unlimited Avas Yisrael, Avas HaTorah, Avas Hashem, especially thinking about people who literally daily are dying, their parents are burying these young boys who go out there for one reason. They put their lives on the line, dying for their brothers and sisters to save Jews in Eretz Yisrael, to save our people, to save our homeland. Like the Gemara says, Reb Chaim Shmulevich said during the Yom Kippur War, he quoted the Gemara in Kiddushin, Harugei Lud, Psachim, Harugei Lud, Ein Kol Ber Yechayel Lamed B'Mechitzasa. Ein Kol Ber Yechayel Lamed B'Mechitzasa. This doesn't mean there's no disagreements about any topic. This doesn't mean that the government of Israel is sacred and holy. Far, far from it. In fact, it's the government's horrific, horrific mistakes over decades that brought disaster for Israel's security. It's obvious. But to be able to have such, as we say, atimut, such a adishut, such apathy, cold-blooded, such a lack of sensitivity, and so inauthentic, so unreal. I mean, let's ask any question. Let me ask a question. If I'm a Rashiv and I'm in a Beis Medrash, and I'm sitting there, and a bunch of terrorists are coming, and they want to gun down every one of my Bachrim, and kidnap them and abduct them, what would I tell those boys? Defend yourself? Would I want that the army should come in and gun down these murderers and save my boys? Or I'd say, nah, I don't need them. I don't need them. Come on, Bechazdeh Hashem, let's remember what happened in the Holocaust. With the Nazi invasion, country after country, and Jews were murdered in the millions, and everybody was running to find a bunker, and you hid there for a year and 2 years. Somebody was in Auschwitz, his name is Rabbi Mangel, he's still alive. He once told me, he said, you know, if you were a mouse or a rat, it was much likelier that you would get more respect and dignity in Auschwitz than if you were a Jew. Right? Jews weren't even mice. They weren't even rats. Helpless creatures who had nobody to protect them. And al b'chazdei Hashem, that we have tens of thousands of our Jewish young brave men who are moiser nafsham to protect Jewish life according to the Tzivui HaTorah, lo yisamad al dam reyacha, hatzolos nefashos. We are so grateful to Ribbono Shel Olam, so grateful to each and every single one of them who puts their life on the line, especially when I could sit and wake up in the morning and go to my Beis Medrash, go by Yeshiva, and learn our Rashba, and learn our Rambam, and Kachzuchin HaZvachim, or Chulin, or Baba Basra, or Masech Tebrachas, or learn any part of Torah that I'm learning. I mean, I think this is like Aleph Beis of Jewish wisdom. If anybody heard anything new here, I would actually be shocked. Forgive me if I'm just repeating like what we knew for thousands of years.
Right, there's hundreds of thousands that are being moser nefesh. So
literally hundreds of thousands. What happened to menschlichkeit? You know, there's something called menschlichkeit.
Seichel.
Huh?
Seichel.
Seichel, basic human emotion. Fathers who die and their wives are widows and their children are going to be growing up without a father till Tchias HaMesim Imhera B'Yameinu. Bachrim, little boys, young boys who die and their parents have to bury them. Like, there's so much pain among the Jewish people now. The minimum is go give a hug, give an embrace, say a prayer, connect, feel. Isn't the Yisoidas of the whole Klal Yisrael, what did Hillel is, I can't learn it, no? What did Hillel tell the convert, the non-Jew, in Masech Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph? What's Kol HaTorah Kula? Love, kindness, generosity, Ve'idach Pirushu, Zil Gemar, every Tosfos, every Ramban, every Rashba, every Rambam, every Rebbe Akiva Eig, every Birch HaShmuel, every Rebbe Chaim, every Griz is a commentary on Avos Yisrael. You know what, my dear friend? When Yiddishkeit is missing a neshama, when Yiddishkeit is missing Avas Yisrael, in the name of Torah, we can develop a sense of apathy, alienation, indifference, and really, really deviate from basic Judaism, common sense, humanism, and everything that Torah tried to bring to the world. Menschlichkeit. The Rambam says in Hilchas Chanukah, Kol HaTorah Nitna Lasas Shalom Ba'Olam.
Right.
So, Kol Yisrael HaRavens. You know what it says in Zohar? Gevaldike Zohar, Parshas Noach. It says, even Avraham Avinu lived before Matan Torah. He didn't do it the right way. Because he prayed for Zdoim to be saved because of the tzaddikim who lived in Zdoim. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu got it right. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem to forgive even those who made a terrible mistake. He says, that's the vision of a Jewish leader. That's the vision of Matan Torah.
Very nice. So on the one end, we have a Shmira, but on the other hand, we need to protect ourselves. Both are absolutely required. I will tell you on your first point that you started out that these things should be Pasha. We were talking at the Shabbos table, and one of my daughters asked, what's going to be this week's show on headlines? And I said, should we have gratitude to the soldiers? And she said, well, what's the question? And the conversation kind of ended right there. I didn't know what to say. But in any case, if we're saying
not only that, it's the same mitzvah. Maybe somebody would say, you know, should we put on tefillin during the war? Should we wear tzitzis during the war? Should we keep Shabbos during the war? This is the koyach of Am Yisrael, the Zelbe Eibishter, the same Ribbono Shel Olam, who gave me a mitzvah v'limadetem moysam as bneichem v'dibarta bom v'agisa b'yoymam v'layla, gave the Jewish people a mitzvah essay min ha-Torah, the greatest mitzvah to save Jewish lives through physical means.
Right. So when people are learning,
huh?
When people are learning and they're supporting Klal Yisrael by learning, there's a shmira. There's also a huge shmira for those on the battlefield. We have a concept of mitzvah trichas kavana. I'm wondering if that should be necessary when those who are learning, that they have to have in mind, I'm not learning because it's the thing to do. I'm not learning because I simply enjoy it. People do. It's the thing to do when he's learning. In order to have that shmira, do they have to have the intention that we are learning on behalf of Klal Yisrael, that we're learning on behalf of the Chayalim that are being moser nefesh for us right now?
I think that whenever a Jew is engaged in Torah, it strengthens all of the Jewish people. Kol Yisrael, Arevim Zebazah, Arevim also, as the Baal Shem Tov said, we're mixed, we're integrated, we're one. The Yerushalmi Masechet Nedarim compares the Jewish people to one body. And whenever you strengthen any limb in the body, all of the limbs get strengthened, the circulation gets strengthened. So that's why the Medrash Rabbim Parshas told us, they asked Bilam Ben Ba'or and Avnimus Hagardi, about how you can defeat the Jewish people. And they famously gave that answer, Akol Kol Yaakov Hayadayim Yidei Esav. Basically, Yitzchak Avinu was saying, Akol Kol Yaakov Hayadayim Yidei Esav. If the Kol Kol Yaakov is powerful, as it says over there, Kol Mansha Tinoikos Mitzavtsefin, as the Tinoikos, as the Jewish children are sitting in the Batrei Medrash and learning Torah, so then Yidei Esav will ultimately be defeated. In other words, the fact that the Jewish people are connected to Hashem, who is the source of eternity through Torah and mitzvahs, that itself constitutes a tremendous flow of spiritual connection and divine energy and salvation for the Jewish people. And that's why we're here thousands of years later. What did we have that all the other great empires that tried to defeat us didn't have? And the answer is, V'atem hadveikim b'Hashem alekechem, chayim kolchem ayayim, ani Hashem loy shanisi, the Navi Malachi says, V'atem b'nei Yaakov loy chilisam. You want to kill the Jewish people? God says, no problem, kill me first. Kill the Rebbeinu Shalom. After you finish killing him, then you'll be able to kill the Jewish people. But certainly, when somebody has, just like in mitzvahs, there's different levels of doing mitzvahs, right? There's some shittas that many mitzvahs, ain't shichas kavana, right? I said, the Rabbanu, whatever, it's a big sugi in Shulchan Aruch and Arachayim, sugi in Brachas, and other places, mitzvahs shichas kavana. The bottom line is, there's different layers and ways of doing mitzvahs. There's shalai lishma, there's lishma, just like in Torah itself. So I think when somebody has more kavana, when somebody has more intention, and when somebody really connects with all of our brothers and sisters, and really says, you know, I'm davening for you, and I'm learning for you, and I'm thinking about you, It's much more powerful. It's much more potent.
Right. Absolutely. And certainly when it comes to davening, even more so, the whole concept there, davening without kavane is like a goof without a neshama. It's like
kavane, goof without neshama, the Shalosh says. And there's also the famous Reb Chaim, Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, one of the first Reb Chaims on Rambam, and Hilchis Tefillah, the contradiction of Rambam. And Reb Chaim explains that the basic kavane in davening of Dalif Nemiyata Oimid is not just a tnai in davening, it's the heftz of davening, realizing that I'm in a relationship with Hashem. It's not about saying words, it's about a relationship. And when I'm davening, like the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, it's really turning to Hashem for my needs. And what are the greatest needs of a Jew, especially during such a time of war, such a time of crisis? It's the need for victory, it's the need for the Dan Notzach, it's the need that the Jewish people should come out unharmed, unscathed, that every one of our soldiers should return home safely, that one of our hostages should return home safely, and that we should be able to have the koyach to defeat the evil and the terror and the enemy absolutely and unequivocally and completely for good. That's the tefillah of the day. That's the tefillah of the day. Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, and a Jew should not underestimate, you know, these powers. Sometimes they look small and insignificant and it's just spiritual stuff. And yeah, it's true. I'm not on the front lines of the battlefield. It's true. My life is not in danger on the same level like the soldier. It's a whole different inyan. It's a special schus. It says in Svarim, Smach Zvulun Bitzei Secha V'Yisacha Bo'Yalecha. So the Targum Unkelos says it's about war. Zvulun goes to war, and Yisacha protects the home front through spirituality. So the Mepharshim say, so why is Zvulun mentioned first? And the answer is because the only reason Yisacha could sit and learn and protect the home front spiritually, it's because Zvulun goes to war. So we have to realize what is happening here. These boys, these young men, or older men, middle-aged men, who are sacrificing everything is what allows the country to function. It's what allows us to daven, to learn, to do mitzvahs. It's not just Hakaras HaTayiv. Even if you pass me a box of tissues, I should have Hakaras HaTayiv. You know what I mean? If you give a donation to my organization, I should have a, this is much more than Hakaras HaTayiv. I feel even the word Hakaras HaTayiv is a cheap word. Come on, Hakaras HaTayiv. Hakaras HaTayiv, if somebody helps me when my car is broken, and so somebody gives me a lift from shul because I'm tired, I have Hakaras HaTayiv. I have to, this is much more than Hakaras HaTayiv.
We should be giving them a kiss and a hug every time we see them.
And much more than that. These are people who are, their friends are dying on a daily basis. They're burying their friends. Do we understand the pain that these families are going through? What's the pain of parents burying children? Like, I just want us to go back to the basic Jewish heart, the basic human heart. You can't be a Jew without that. You know, I'm going to say something painful. The Gemara says in Yuma that sometimes I could learn Torah and the Torah becomes Sam Chayim. And sometimes I could learn Torah and the Torah becomes Sam Hamavas. The Torah, it's a quote from Chazal, Nasa loy Sam Hamavas. It becomes poison for me. The Torah is not poison, Chas v'Shalom, but it poisons me. You know why? Because in the name of Torah, I can become cruel. I can use Torah to justify indifference, apathy, cold-bloodedness, stupidity, selfishness, narcissism. In the name of Torah. That's why we need to teach Torah with a neshama. Torah needs pnimius. Torah needs a soul. Torah needs avos yisrael. You know what the Vilna Gaon writes? So this is a litvish shavart. It's not a chassidic shavart. It's from the Vilna Gaon. You can't accuse him of being chassidic. The Vilna Gaon writes, I believe it's his commentary on Mishlei. He says, the Gemara says about Bekama Daf Yud Zayin, ein mayim ela Torah. Torah is compared to water. Why water? Vasim is vas. I mean, water is beautiful. We live from water. Why water? You know what he says? Something powerful. The Gaon says, when you water a plant or a shrub or a tree or a bush, a vegetable, the water will not determine what will grow. Whatever you planted and what you cultivated in the earth, that is what's going to grow. The water will help, it'll irrigate that which you planted, and whatever you planted will be'ezer Hashem come to the fore and sprout and blossom. If you planted apples and oranges and esroigim and watermelon and cantaloupe and olives and cherries and grapes and blueberries, gewaltig. And if you planted weeds and if you planted thorns, that's what's going to grow. So the Vilna Gaon says, ein mayim ela Torah. Torah is mayim. Whatever is inside of me, the Torah is going to cause to blossom and grow.
If I am an unrefined person,
if I did not work on my midas, if my Avas Yisrael is not alive and burning, you know what's going to happen? The Torah is going to bring out more arrogance, more selfishness, more haughtiness, more superficiality. And if you're a worked out person, if you work on yourself, if you're an Eved Hashem, if you understand that the purpose, Nitnu HaMitzvah L'Tzarev Ben Esabriyas, it's all about cultivating love, sensitivity, respect, finding the soul in yourself, seeing the soul in every Jew. Every Jew is a chelek, eleika, mimal, mamish, as the Tanya says. Then the Torah will cause you to become a person of splendor and love and divinity and clarity and spirituality. And you become a glorious source of light and love and connection. And you know what else? Right now in Eretz Yisrael, there's a hisirus for every Dover Shebekdusha that there wasn't in decades. Maybe since 1967 or even earlier. 60 years there wasn't such a hisirus. Dafka by the crowd we call secular. Dafka by the crowd of the kibbutzim. Dafka by those who a few months ago weren't sure if they love this land, if they love this Judaism with all the demonstrations. There's such a hisirus by the soldiers of everybody else. There's such an opportunity for Harvatz and Satur, there's such an opportunity for Kiddush Shem Shalom, there's such an opportunity for Achdus, for Avos Hashem, after Avos Yisrael. So who should be at the front lines of this initiative? The Bnei Torah, who had the schus to grow up with Torah, to grow up with mitzvahs, to grow up with Emunah, to grow up with Tefillah, to grow up with Avos Yisrael. We should be at the front lines, every single one of us, embracing, loving, comforting, giving chizuk, inspiring, teaching, listening, connecting. Lev Yisrael Eru, Klal Yisrael is an Eirus. This needs to be harnessed. Ad Shetechbutz, like the Ramban says. It could be harnessed. But if I'm living in my bubble, And then my bubble becomes bigger every day and I become more self-centered and more arrogant and more alienated. That's the calling of Torah in this time.
Absolutely not. So let me ask a question. I got an email from my brother-in-law and he's very concerned about these issues. And he wants to know what to think about those that unfortunately have these views. We have to stay away from, we have to distance from the chayalim. We shouldn't daven for them. We shouldn't have a karasato because we're concerned that our children are going to get sucked into that way of life and whatever the other concerns they have. And he says, these are organizations and I can't relate to them anymore once they have this view. But does that mean I should discard them? And I should discard as well those Rosh Yeshiva in the United States that came out as fairly negative against the Chayalim? Or is there a way that we can take the good and leave the bad? But it's a difficult thing. How do we relate to people who just can't see that Ahava nowadays and are so negative about what they should be so positive about?
You're going to make me cry now. Let me tell you something. If for me, making my children proud b'nei Torah and infusing my home and my family and my students with avas haTorah, avas Hashem, comes at the expense of not having the ability to embrace, hug, kiss, love, show gratitude, feel empathy with people who sacrifice their life every single day to save these children, to save these students from an enemy. Hamas said we will do it again and again. If Hamas had it their way, Chalila, what would happen, Simchas Torah, would happen 3 times a day, Shachas Mincha Maariv, and for Hamas it would be Simchas Torah every day until they would burn, torture, rape, destroy every one of the 6.6 million Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Hashmid Ladagal Abed, Chas V'Shalom Hoyo Leisiyah.
And they'd continue from here. Out of Israel.
And then they would continue out of Israel and visit us in Los Angeles and New York, London, Paris, and anywhere else where there's a Jew. So these soldiers are coming to protect me and you and all of our students and all of our children and grandchildren from these Rishoyim Arurim Nazis that have the glee in torturing and destroying every single Jew and burning them alive. The worst episodes of Jewish history, the worst things that we thought were, you know, Zichroinis Mimekedem, we read about them on Tisha B'Av, have come back in Tovshin Pei Dalet Simchas Torah, October 7th, 2023. If for me, being a Yid, being a Yirei Shamayim, being an Eved Hashem, being a Loimet Torah Mekayim Mitzvahs means that I deprive my children and my students from loving and appreciating these people who are Meiser Nafshon B'Poyah, that ankle barrier chayla lamed b'mechit sosa, dying, giving their lives, looting the future of their entire lives in Olam HaZeh for one thing, for Avas Yisrael, for Kedushas Hashem, for Atzolas Am Yisrael. If this is what Torah brings us to, well, all I can say is, achun vei to all my shiurim, oy va'avoy to all my Yerushamayim and all my Torahs. It's the exact opposite. If I feel our Torah is so insecure, that if for me to pray and say thank you to my soldiers is going to cause my students to say, hey, why am I learning Gemara? Why am I learning Mishnayos? Why am I learning Chumash? Why am I putting on tefillin? Why am I davening Ma'ariv? Hey, let me just go to Gaza and get a life. Wow, what education am I giving my students? What relationship to Torah? If our Torah is so flimsy, is so insecure, is so skin deep, if our commitment to it is so impoverished, it's so frail, that for me to say thank you to these warriors, to these heroes, I think we need to make a big cheshbon hanefesh and ask ourselves, what Judaism are we teaching?
Absolutely agree. Well, Rabbi Jacobson, I didn't mean to depress you, especially our first time talking.
You didn't depress me. You did not depress me, and I'll tell you why. I believe truth prevails. I think this is the basis of Yiddishkeit. Emes me'eretz tetzmach. Truth prevails. When we say Hashem is eternal, it means Hashem elokim emes, truth is eternal. Truth prevails. What's going to prevail in the Jewish world is Avas Yisrael, Avas Hashem, Avas HaTorah. I grew up at the feet of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He did not stop saying, these three loves are one. If you love Hashem, you love a Jew. If you love a Jew, you love Torah. If you love Torah, you love Hashem and the Jewish people. They're inseparable. That's what's going to prevail, because that's the truth. That's the truth of every Jew. And that's why I say we never separate from Jews. We never cut off Jews. We never disregard Jews. Just like when we look at a secular Jew, and we know most of them are tinoikos shenishbu. They didn't grow up with it. They didn't have a chinuch to it. On the contrary, some of them had a chinuch that was very anti-religious. So the Rambam says in Hilchas Mamrim, tzarech lemashcham ba'ava. You have to draw them in love. May I say this, and I don't know if I'll get in trouble, but okay, it won't be the first thing I say that gets me in trouble. We have religious Jews who are also tinoikos shenishbu. You understand, Reb Ari?
I absolutely understand.
We have frum yidden who have been tinoikos shenishbu. I have seen bachrim who were indoctrinated with such venom to Israeli soldiers. I'll tell you a maisa. I was giving a drasha. It's painful. I was giving a drasha and a few bach, and I spoke about, this was years ago, I spoke about the gratitude. I chazed over a Torah from Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. Yeshua Leib Diskin was known as the Sadov of Brisk. He was the Rav of Brisk. He made Aliyat to Yerushalayim, considered one of the Goinei Hador, the Sadov of Rabbi Yeshua Leib. You heard of Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. He was in Yerushalayim. They still have the tzedakah, Beis HaYisayim Diskin. Everybody still gets it in the mail, probably. We got it for years. In any case, so there's a Torah of his, in Parish Shmois, about Dasar and Avira. It's a gewaldic Torah. Why they didn't die by Makas Chayshach? Why did Dasar, everybody, all the Rishayim died. Why didn't they die? And he explains something fascinating, that because they were ready to be beaten for the Jews. They were the Shaitrim, who were beaten by the Egyptian commandos not to torture the Jews to bring more straw. Sholeb Diskin says they weren't just Rishayim who were living in an ivory tower. They cared for the Jewish people. They were Apikorsim, they were Rishayim. And therefore they did not die in Makas Choshech. They had Yitzias Mitzrayim, they had Kriyas Yamsov. It's a fascinating, so I said it over. And I said, this is even Dasan and Aviram, who were Rishayim, Apikorsim. They ended up using every opportunity to stage a revolt against Moshe, and they ended up with Korach swallowed up. I said, Kol Shekein v'Kal V'Chaim, when you're talking about people who are ready to be beaten and killed for the Jewish people, and they're not Apikorsim, they're cute, innocent, beautiful, angelic 19-year-olds who need Ahava, need closeness, and our Tinoikos Shenishbu, they have beautiful, beautiful, glowing souls. How much connection we should feel with them. And a few boys walked out in the middle of my speaking. Okay. Fine, my ego didn't like it, but it's not the end of the world. Afterwards, they came over to me, and they said, you know what, Ari, I don't want to say this. I don't think a Jew should even repeat these words. I'm going to say it because I want to tell you why they're tinoikos shenishbu. They said to me, they? These people you were talking about? They hate us more than the Arabs. They hate religious Jews more than the Arabs. You hear, Ari? I looked at these boys. I almost started to cry. And I said, you know what my bracha to you is? That if you guys get lost, you shouldn't get with a car. You're in a car and you get lost. My bracha is that you don't get lost in Ramallah. And you don't get lost in Shechem. And you don't get lost in some neighborhood in Hebron. But you get lost near an Israeli army base. That's my only blessing to you. That's my only blessing to you. And I hope one day you'll understand what I'm saying. And I hope you don't have to understand what I'm saying through a visceral experience. And then I realized, wow, these poor yeshiva bachra sitting in a beis medrash on a gemara all day and being poisoned with such lies, with such blood libels, against these poor soldiers who are burying their friends and sacrificing to save these bach, to help to save these bachra. That's how they're speaking. And these are the people who are supposed to teach Yiddishkeit and present Yiddishkeit. Imagine I'm a secular Jew, and this is my exposure to Judaism. I buried my 19-year-old friends, my three buddies in my platoon I buried to protect these people. And all I can hear is that, oh, you hate us more than the Arabs? This is a yeshiva bachur? What do I say? I didn't stop talking to them, but I knew they're tinoikos shenishbu. Unfortunately, there are groups in our communities who are very, very misguided. Their Yiddishkeit has been divorced from Avas Yisrael. Their Yiddishkeit has been divorced from common sense. Their Yiddishkeit has been divorced from Menschlichkeit. Their Yiddishkeit has been divorced from the Yisoid HaYisoidus of Yiddishkeit, that every neshama is a chelik eleika, mimal, mamish, and every yid is a ben yochid of the Ribbono Shel Olam, ben kachu, ben kachatam kroyim bonim, and Avas Yisrael is the most natural, innate, organic element of the Jewish soul, and it does not mean that I'm not makbid on Shulchan Aruch, it does not mean I'm not Yishmaim, fakert. Throughout history, the greatest Yirei Shamayim were the ones who had the greatest Avas Yisrael. I had the schus to see a huge tzaddik in my life and some other tzaddikim. The greatest Avos Yisrael came from the biggest Yerushalayim. If you have real Yerushalayim, you see Hashem everywhere. How could you not see the Kedusha in every Jew? And if I may say, I hate to say, learn from Hamas. Hamas destroyed with the same glee the most right-wing and the most left-wing, atheistic, liberal, progressive, modern, pro-Palestinian Jew. The same simcha, the Jews who were fighting for connectivity and brotherhood with our cousins in Gaza, they were the ones who were murdered. With the same glee, with the same passion. Why? Because just like Haman and just like Hitler, Yimach Shemam, they sense the Kedusha in every Jew. And that's what drives them crazy. That's what they want to destroy. May Oyvei Techakmeni, let's learn from our enemies what a Yid is. They want to hunt down every Jew in hate. You know what our job is? And foremost, the Bnei Torah and the Rosh Hashivas, to hunt down every Jew with love, with infinite love.
Very beautiful, Rabbi Jacobson. Very beautiful. Obviously an important message. And hopefully this show will be sent around in the yeshivas, because they do listen. And hopefully this will be heard and incorporated into their beings, because it's very important to hear this.
Yeah,
thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
It's so important. A Yiddishkeit that's not based on emes la'amitai, that's not what we sacrifice our lives for 4,000 years, to preach a Yiddishkeit that's not based on emes la'amitai. A Yiddishkeit
Absolutely.
That's afraid of reality. A Yiddishkeit that has to close its eyes and say, oh, we can say thank you to the doctor who made the surgery and saved their life. We're not going to say thank you to the doctor because everybody might become doctors. Imagine if a yeshiva bacher was saved by a doctor and make a suda seida and we give a special plaque to the doctors like they do constantly in Williamsburg and in Muncie and in Lakewood and in Israel. Oi, our whole house, they're all going to become, everybody's going to leave the Beis Medrash and become doctors. Okay, now I understand there's a culture of the army and there's a culture of Tzahal and there's a culture of the soldiers and many Bochrim who went out. There were various challenges in Yerushalayim. I get it. I know the challenges. I know the issues. But let's understand the reality that we are real, real partners with all the challenges. And our job today is Hafatzas HaTorah. Our job today is to bring Torah to everybody. Not to cut off 70% of Klal Yisrael by calling them Rishayim, Chas V'Shalom.
Right, absolutely. Thank you so much, Rabbi Jacobson. Very important messages that we receive
from you.
We
must remain ambassadors of love, light, and clarity. Never to stoop down to levels of argumentation and hate and toxicity and negativity, because we all lose. This is not about an ego thing. Rabbi Yehoshua said this, this rabbi said this, this rabbi said this, he said this. This is not about sensationalism. This is too serious of a time. Our nation is at war. So many Jews have been murdered and slain. So many are in captivity. So many of our kids are on the front lines. This is not a time of sensationalism. This is a time of infinite clarity, decisiveness, resolve, resilience, faith, and real achdus. Achdus that we know from Chazal and from Torah is our most powerful weapon.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much,
Rabbi.
May we see a complete victory, b'mehera b'yameinu. May we can see a complete geula shleima. Take it from Miyad Mamash. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
This class is brought to you by the yeshiva.net. Please help us continue the classes. Make even a small contribution at www.theyeshiva.net/donate.